Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My company is New Harvest Ventures LLC and New Harvest Realty Inc. Our BRE number is 02013694. Both my companies are Christian-based organization. God is good all the time. You can reach us at 909-694-2221 and or email me or one of my team members at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net with any real estate questions or concerns. With me today is my beautiful wife, Mindy, and Ryan Orr from Tycor Title. Would you like to say hello?
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello,
it's great
listeners.
To be here today.
Thank you, guys, for coming back. Mindy, like always, my beautiful wife, and Ryan, a good friend of mine. So, Mindy, could you tell us about real estate in the market of Christmas and Thanksgiving during these holidays? Is it good? Are they still buying and selling? What's going on? Let us know.
Oh, absolutely. It's not bad at all. The holiday season is generally known as the worst time to sell a home. While sales tend to drop off between November and January, there are actually some good reasons to sell your home during these months. Buyers are more serious. Buyers have more time to house hunt. Services are more available. Homes show better in the winter. Call me if you'd like to talk more at 909-297-0425.
Thank you, hon. So my guest today is Ryan Orr from Tycor Title. Ryan, welcome to the show. So tell us about the company and tell us about yourself and your team.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you. And, you know, Tycor Title is part of the F&F family of companies, Fortune, I think, 350-ish, somewhere in that range.
Well, I didn't know that.
We have some of the largest claims reserves in the industry. So no matter the size of your transaction, be it as a residential one or a major commercial project, the company has the backing and the wherewithal to ensure the transaction as a whole. Our team is based out of the Inland Empire, and we have a corporate office in Riverside, which is where all of our title operations happen. But my direct team and where my office is in Ontario, California.
So, Ryan, how do they get a hold of you, or how do they get a hold of your staff, or what's your website? Can you give us information on that?
Absolutely. All of our contact information is going to be on teamtitleguy.com. My direct number is 909-767-0718. And we'd be honored to help in any way we possibly can.
Great, great. So let me talk about the reason I'm doing this show. So the reason I'm doing this show is I decided to take on this show here to help you to have a better understanding of all avenues in real estate. Understanding it takes a team of experts to help you get through everything you need. Exactly like Ryan and next week, Luxury Escrow and our hard money and everybody. It's a team. Again, I always tell people, build your real estate team before you build your real estate dreams. Because a team, it's teamwork in here. It's just not the
Absolutely.
Tennis match. So it's everybody involved. So any circumstances, I want you to give me a call. So, and also too, if you thought about getting into real estate and looking for a mentor in your area, I do mentor. I only take only a few at a time. But if you're looking to mentor, low cost, come in and you can give me a call again at 909-694-2221 or email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net. Also, if you're looking to invest or get into wholesaling, give me a call. So again, that's what I want to help you in any type of real estate transaction. If you're going through a divorce, if you need help selling your home, I know I recommend, hey, try to work it out. But if you can't, we did a lot this year. That was kind of rough. But at the end of the day, let us help you. So again, thank you. So my topic today is, what is title on real estate transactions? So Ryan, what is title and what role does it play on a real estate transaction?
That's a great question. You know, when it comes down to title insurance and the real estate transaction, our job is really the investigative arm of the transaction. Because when for example, if I was to sell my house to you, you would want to make sure that all things have been resolved from start to finish, that when we close our transaction, that you don't have any hangups or hiccups after the close. So our job is to invest in data. So we invest in as much data in the counties in which we do business. We identify, put it together in a preliminary title report, and allow you as an investor or just a standard homeowner to come in and make those decisions as to what's acceptable and what's not.
So it's no more handshaking, right? Like back in the day. So now, okay. So is it required by law? Do I have to have title? Here's one. So do I need escrow and title to actually sell a home? Could I just shake hands like the old days, right? Like, hey, it's yours, yours.
Right. So yeah, you know what? The day of the handshake and so forth is kind of gone in most respects. You can absolutely do that. However, there's a tremendous amount of potential clouds that could come up that could impact your ownership.
Right.
And if these aren't identified and resolved before the closing, well, then you as the new homeowner have all of a sudden assumed all of that risk and all of those liabilities that the previous owner could have incurred on that property. So your answer is number one. The first question was, is it required by law? No, it is not required by law. However, that also being said, no institutionalized lender will give you a loan without title insurance. So no, not required by law. If you're getting a loan, they're not going to give you one without the title insurance part.
Great, great. So does it matter what company I choose, or are all the fees the same? Do they all do the same thing? Like, is all the mechanics the same?
Right. Well, I like to believe that there is a difference in companies. And I like to believe that people like my team, for example, do make the difference. You know, longevity, response times. I think you had just mentioned something about building your dream team.
Right.
You know, because the product itself is relatively vanilla. Let's just be honest and square with it. You know, our pricing is all about the same. Here in the state of California, we are regulated by the Department of Insurance, and we need to make sure that we're adhering to their guidelines and rules. So all of our title insurance company fees are filed with the Department of Insurance, and we're not able to vary off of the fee schedule and what is filed. So as a result, most title companies, you'll find out maybe one transaction, you're $25, $50 less. On another one, you might be $25, $50 higher. But in order to stay competitive and keep that price point in there, you need to make sure that your fees are right in line.
Right. And about you, we're going to talk a little bit more about your company. But my thing here is with you, you guys come to our, especially you, you come to our office at least once a week to see if we need anything. You're always updating us on information and going through everything like that. So again, that's one of the key components with you. So I got a question for you, and maybe you can answer it. I mean, you can be humble or whatever you think. I pick you because you've been working with us for years, like since day one. But I pick you because everything is easy. Like, what makes your team, Ryan, and you stand out? Now, I'm not saying better, because you know it is what it is. I believe there are certain people that are better than others. They can take on a lot more. So what makes your team better? That's all I'm going to say. Better. How's that?
So, well, that, you know, it's awesome. And thank you. When it comes down to it, what happens is going to be one of my favorite hobby horses is going to be, I want to go after my unfair share. You see, I believe that those people that go out there, that hustle, that work hard, that dedicate their life to education and helping other people grow their businesses, well, they should be able to earn more income. Just because you're out there and hustling. I've been in the business since 2002. I've learned a lot. I know the value of an hour. And I've also loved this industry because nobody could ever tell us what we're worth. When we go out there, when we hustle, when we want to be better, those are great opportunities. So why do I think we're better? I think we're better because we respond. We find out what expectations are. We meet and exceed them. And when we make a mistake, we own up to it and do whatever it takes to make it right. So, I mean, those are just simple things. It's a service-based industry that you develop relationships and discover what those expectations are, like I said, and really, really meet and exceed those.
Right. And it's funny with us. Again, I'm going to go back. I'm going to give props to Luxury Escrow again and you, because we constantly work together as a team, and it just makes it that much easy for us. But it was like, you come over, you guys are close by, you take care of us right away. We have Luxury Escrow again, that's close, my real estate company. Everybody comes to us, and we're centered in Rancho Cucamonga. And I heard from Dan today, I guess it's the second safest city to live in United States. So I thought that's pretty good. Irvine's one, but you can look at that for yourselves. But I thought that was pretty cool. But Mindy, do you have anything to say about Ryan? You love using them too, don't you?
Absolutely. All my customers that I've referred them to different title companies, you guys stand out by far the most because you go above and beyond your duties and exceed in every which way. And I'm so grateful for that.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to go over Now, the next part of the segment here, we're going to be talking about investment opportunities for, you know, with me, I'm going to help people out here. But investment opportunities when you're buying at the auction,
right?
When you're looking for title search and things in that nature, where we can actually get together and you can help us. Also, how to get us leads and things of that nature. So if you're just tuning in, this is, again, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate, and we're talking title. But when we get back, we're going to talk more about the investor part. And like I said, title's very important because it could be clouded, as they said. Could you briefly say what clouded means? Like, what does that mean for the listener that doesn't know?
No, great question. It's one of those things where it's anything that impacts ownership of real property. Some of those examples could be fraud, bankruptcy, divorce. It could be encroachments. It could be unpermitted structures. It could be tax liens, IRS, alimony, child support. There's countless mechanics liens, and these all impact properties in different ways and how we work through them.
Okay, thank you. Thank you again. We're going to be talking about that. Hey, Mindy, can you take us to the break, please?
You have been listening to Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back after the break to talk more on what is title insurance in a real estate transaction with our guest, Ryan Orr, here on AM 590, The Answer.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, here each Sunday at 10 a.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. If you're just tuning in, my guest today is Ryan Orr from Ticor Title. We're talking about what is title on a real estate transaction. So our first segment, we went over what is title and what role does it play in a real estate transaction? Is title required by law? Does it matter what title company you choose? Now, let's talk about from the investor's point. So as an investor, how does title help me?
It all depends on how you as an investor are going to be investing in property and where you're investing in these properties.
Okay, so let's talk about, foreclosures, deed to lose, tax sales, you know, what opportunities are out there. And at the break, we were talking about tax liens, double closings. So, you know, I'm going to bring it up. I mean, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. I don't do a lot of that stuff. As far as tax lien, maybe out of state with Paul Wilkins and stuff, it's different out there in Arizona and places where that, I believe that's it, you have to pick and choose. I believe California is just a different animal. It's like the bear, right? Like the bear.
Go figure, exactly. You know, no pun intended here, that. You know?
But at the end of the day, it's California is different. So go ahead and let's talk about the foreclosures and things in that nature that what you see.
All right. So a few things. One, if you're trying to pick up properties at foreclosure sale, what we do is we run an investor desk, but it has to come through my team and I in order for our customer service department to run this information. You're trying to pick up a foreclosure property. You need to know what's going to stay with that property after the foreclosure sale so you can mitigate whatever risk you have. Also, priority in California matters. Whatever is recorded first gets paid first. If you're buying a foreclosure on a second deed of trust foreclosure, well, you know, you're going to have to pay off that first, and you need to know in advance so you can do your numbers to see if the deal makes sense.
I'm sorry. So that means if I team up with somebody I don't know, which I've seen it happen, and they have child support, alimony,
I don't want to get too far into it because certain things will stay and some things will be extinguished through
it. That's what I want to say. So what I'm trying to get at is that what you're saying is that gets paid first. Tax liens, all the liens get paid first before the
Each of these is going to be on a case by case. So I need to make sure that, like, that's why you would want to call us and have us run that stuff. But probably more importantly and more clean to be able to give you that answer is if you think you're buying a house because there's a deed of trust that's foreclosing for $100,000, you're like, man, this is a deal. The house is worth $800,000 and it's a second deed of trust that's foreclosing and there's still a $700,000 first.
Exactly.
Well, it might not be such a good deal at that point.
Right. I want them to understand that.
So we need to be able to run those numbers, show you what's going to be there after the fact so that if it indeed is a good deal, you can make the offer and hopefully win that one. You referenced deed in lieu of foreclosure. That's going to be something where you're going to take the ownership before it goes to foreclosure from the current owner and basically assume, for lack of better terms, the current financing that's on it. And at some point, you need to make that current. If you're just doing a deed in lieu, there's typically not title insurance, but you should know what the condition of title is. Again, if you're an investor, you need to know your numbers. You need to know what's going to impact that property. And we can get involved as a partner with you in order to identify most, if not all, of those items. And at that point, we're not even going to really issue, in most cases, a title insurance policy unless you want it at that rate, but you don't have to. So going forward, as a partner in this business with you, we're hoping to earn it when you go to sell it out, if you're not going to buy one up front. Similarly, at a foreclosure sale, you don't buy title insurance at a foreclosure sale. The way it all pencils out and the number of properties you're going to look at, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't make sense for you. But there are also timelines and things you need to adhere to after that notice of after that trustee sale. So these are things that we walk through with our investor clients. Also, we do have data and technology and tools that you can do preliminary research, even from your phone or your PC, or like me, I love my Apple product, so I'd be doing it from my MacBook. But you can do a lot of work directly at any time that you want to look it up through our online systems, as well as our full service customer service department that's there Monday to Friday, 8 to 5.
So let's go back. We didn't talk about this yet, but double closing in the tax liens. So we can briefly touch on that. And we were talking about we're both not, you know, big fans of that. So could you briefly touch on that also?
Well, from a lot of investor calls that I've been getting recently, I get a lot of questions saying, hey, do you guys facilitate double closings? And maybe in other states it works out great. But here in California, being the litigious state that we are, it's very problematic. There's a lot of potential liabilities into it, especially as it relates to disclosing. Because a true double closing, the actual middleman owner of that property never takes ownership. And typically the second transaction closes within minutes of the first closing. And from what I've seen in the past or heard of people doing it, they're making a profit of anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000, never telling the first owner that they're not doing anything but reselling the property. So, you know, inherently, as you look at those numbers, it's a tough deal for attorneys and usury kind of laws here in California that go against those. So we really don't do those. If you're doing an assignment contract and there is a invoice or finder's fee or whatever you want to do, that can be facilitated and done because all of that information is going to be disclosed to the people along the way. So that's definitely an option that's there. It's definitely more above board and you really can sleep at night knowing that those transactions are being done in the right manner.
Great, great. So you were talking briefly before I cut you off, I'm sorry about that, about tools and technology for the investor.
Right.
I know we use you guys all the time for our wholesale division to look for deals and things and that nature. Could you briefly tell us about a few of the tools that you guys have?
Well, one of our tools is the Tycor Online tool that we have, tycoronline.com. Phenomenal. There's some really strong farm features and advanced information that can be pulled on those properties. Maybe you're targeting a specific market. That does work. You can see current condition of the tax information in most counties in California, which if you're an investor trying to come in and do a deal and somebody has that HERO program attached to their house before even running a prelim, you're going to be able to see that listed in their tax bill. And what the effective tax rates are, and if current year taxes are paid, delinquent, or due. Again, it's all about the numbers and knowing them so that you can be educated going into the potential opportunity and not lose money. The goal is to hopefully have everybody win in the situation.
Great, great. So as an investor, you know, I'm always asking for a binder. So what is the purpose for as an investor? When I buy the house and then I sell the house, I need I believe it's called an interim binder?
Interim binder. Yeah.
Okay.
Interim binder. binder is probably the best discount we can give. It's a compliant and legal discount. It's typically used for people that are going to resell a property within 2 years of the acquisition date. And how it works is you end up paying 10% more on the owner's policy. Now, in California, typically the owner's policy is paid for by the seller. So all you're doing is paying 10% more on that policy. So in this case, let's say the policy upon purchase was $1,000. You as the buyer on that would pay an extra 10% on that, or $100. Let's say you rehab that property and go to flip it, and the policy is supposed to be $1,300. All you have to pay for on your sellout is the difference between the $1,000 and the $1,300. So in this case, you'll pay the $300 there plus the $100 on the first side for the 10% more for your binder. So essentially, you just saved yourself $900. You know, if one transaction, $900 is still a lot of money, but if you start doing multiple properties, that adds up pretty quickly on that discount.
Great, great, great. So, you know, Ryan, again, thank you. Could you tell us again how to get a hold of you and the name of your company? And we'll go forward from here.
You know, I'm a vice president with Tycor Title. My website is teamtitleguy.com. All of our contact information is on there. I also want to make sure I say that loyalty has its privileges. And when people are loyal to folks, it's easier to be able to move those mountains that we need to.
Right, like you do.
When you have a questionable file or something that's going on, or a judgment call that needs to be made, it's a lot easier to get those provisions made for people that are loyal and we have a track record of doing business with. As an investor, you absolutely, even on the purchase side, want to fight for your title company, because is it easier to track down one title company and ask for a favor when needed? Or is it tracking down 5 or 10 different title companies and you have no record with them? So absolutely, loyalty has its privileges. And the binder, whichever company you use on that binder, you're stuck with on the sellout. So you can't change that title company, which is, again, the big reason as to why, as an investor client, you want to specify the title company, and preferably Team Title Guy at Tycor Title.
So just to let you guys know, again, all my companies are Christian-based organization. All the people I bring on this show are Christian-based people, the ethics we have. It's about you. It's not about us. We're already successful through God and our families and everything we have. So I want to just throw this out here. Every Monday, Ryan's going to talk about it briefly. At Coco's in Haven, it's 7269 Haven, Rancho Cucamonga, we have a men's Bible study. You want to briefly touch on that and say, hey, the men are more than welcome to come?
You know, it's a group that started with just a group of guys from different churches. It's not one specific church on it, but it's definitely Bible-based. It started just from a hunger and a desire to learn and know more, that I'd been in a specific church for a long time, but never picked up a Bible and read it for myself. And had that hunger and that desire. And I had somebody that was I had seen in a coffee shop and was willing to take a few minutes with me and say, hey, don't believe this for what I'm telling you and sharing with you. Here's some reference verses to be able to go back and study it for yourself, and let's meet back up. And so that was back in 2008. And so every Monday we get together from 6:15 to 7:30. And we go through chapters in the Bible, verse by verse. We pull down the information and try to show how we can apply. So it just helps us be stronger.
That's so real beautiful. Quick, what time do we start at?
6:15 a.m.
And we go till 7:30. I just want to make sure, because sometimes it's over. But it just seems like it goes too quick. So, hey, Mindy, who's our guest next week? Ryan, thank you for coming in. And Mindy, roll us out of here.
Yes, thank you, Ryan.
My pleasure.
Next week, our guest will be Luxury Escrow, Inc. We'll be talking, what is escrow? The third party in our real estate transaction. Join us next week at the same time. This is AM 590, The Answer, with Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate from New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. You can reach us at 909-694-2221 or email us anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net. Or if you need to buy or sell your home, call me direct. My name is Mindy once again at 909-297-0425. God bless. Pay it forward. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, here each Sunday at 10 a.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.